It's absolutely shocking that the amount of profit that the post has accumulated over that period of time. And when you see rural Donegal in the last number of years, the amount of post offices that have closed down, especially in my own area in Brinalac, Godahark, and the surrounding areas in Burtonport, and the community were up in arms to try and save these post offices along with local politicians. But none of them were saved, and we see now Leo Varadkar in his own area opening a post office there a few weeks ago. So, I mean, does Fine Gael really care about rural Ireland? I don't think so. And that just proves it now that the amount of post offices closed and that they have a huge profit margin at the end of it. After all, we should be given the same services here in rural Donegal as in Dublin.
In terms of that extortion of profit, do you feel that having closed the post offices across the county and elsewhere, would they have still had profits by the end of last year, or do you think that they would have had losses?
Well, I'm still saying that they would have profits, because if you only look back in 3 or 4 years ago when they introduced the 1 euro stamp, which nobody said anything about, and you, when you're posting a letter now, it's costing you 1 euro, and the considerable rise in prices in posting parcels and letters through and post and the other services that provide. So they would have still had a profit. How much profit margin do they need? Like,